Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, welcome back to Gracefully Said. I'm your host, Grace Ajulore. I missed you. Did you miss me? Thank you guys for all the love that you sent me on my last podcast and the last episode. It was amazing. I'll be having fun. I love all the guests that come on and I love reading your messages. So keep sending them, keep subscribing, keep showing me love. And yes, thank you very much. So let's get into this week's hot topics. So the first question is, how much can you really trust someone from an app? I think this topic is very important because, you know, as we can see, there's a lot of crazy, scary people on these apps. I don't join these apps because I feel like it's so important to just date in real life and see the boy right in front of you. When you start dating on apps, there's just too many scary people, too many scary men and women. So, you know, you do have to be cautious. I think people generally are way too open. They're way too open about their lives. They're way too open about just dating like new people without being precautious just a little bit. So yeah, I think you can't really trust a stranger at the end of the day. These people on these apps are strangers. You don't know them from anywhere. You've never met them before. They're not your family member. So I just feel like you being on these apps, I'm not saying we can't, you know, if that's the thing you like and you like dating, you know, because I guess people can't go out and they can't, you know, whatever reason, whatever your reason is, I just feel like there should be a level of like using your brain when you're dating people on the internet. So no, you can't trust them. You can't trust anyone because everyone is a stranger at the end of the day. Red flags to look out for when dating on these apps. I'll say for me, the first one is like those quick invites to houses. When somebody is saying to you, oh, baby, come to my house. I want to get to know you. I want to know. Anyone that's forcing you or pushing you or trying to shove you or trying to like, you know, prompt you to go to their house, that's already a red flag. Because why have I just met you? Are you already inviting me to your house? Calm down. So things like that is just, you should just pay attention to that. And also, I feel like there's a level of like, women are also thirsty. I think, sorry, you know, I love you girls, yeah, but when you're not hungry and you're not thirsty, somebody cannot do stuff like this to you. It's only when you're someone who is really fascinated by, you know, the finer things in life, that's how you lot end up in being in situations that are scary. Because I don't understand how you just pop to somebody's house that you just met 5 minutes ago on Hinge or Tinder. I think it's a bit scary. So I would say, yeah, when someone invites you, it could be a trip, even going on a holiday with someone so new that you just met. Like, I feel like that's scary as well. Just going on holiday with somebody that you just met. How? So you'd be walking with them. Someone you just met 5 minutes ago, you're now going on a plane with them to another. I just think it's too much. Another thing I would say, maybe the last one I'll give is someone who just trauma dumps. So maybe if you're talking to someone and already they're now coming to tell you that their mom is passed away, they haven't had a job in 10 years, they've had different kind of problems, like they're having health condition, like someone who just dumps information on you that you've never met before, like that's your first time speaking to them, messaging them, and they already pouring out their life to you. I was attacked when I was an infant. I don't have any, I was broke. I didn't have any money. I was having pains and torture. Like anyone that is just sharing way too much, I think is a red flag. Like 100% a red flag. I just feel like women, please just make sure that when you're talking to these strangers that you are really like paying attention and you're not allowing
you know, the excitement of someone being either rich, even a rich guy that is old, that is giving sugar daddy vibes, is already a red flag, because what is he doing on this website in the first place? A guy who is rich, that has money and, you know, has an ample amount of resources, can find a woman anywhere. Why are they now finding Tinder and Hinge to sit down on? I just think, for me, that already is like, no, it's a red flag. Do you think dating apps are doing enough to protect women before they meet? I don't think there's anything that really that can be done, because you cannot see if somebody is a maniac or somebody is insane by their ID. Even if they give you the identification, we cannot see how, whether you're a maniac, whether you're insane. So I don't know if it really is down to the apps or like the identification. I guess if like someone has history of, you know, abuse, abducting women or abusing women, of course they shouldn't be allowed on these sites. But I just feel like it's down to the women themselves. It's down to how women are and, you know, what is gingering you for you to give all your information out to a stranger. So I think it's down to, sometimes we just have to take accountability for our own actions at the end of the day. Someone is inviting you somewhere, you have to get to know someone before you just start pouring out your life, pouring out information to them, sharing where your location is, sharing, like, it's too much. So I think sometimes it's really down to just like the women themselves, and not so much like, oh, we want to blame Tinder or Hinge or whatever. Like, it's the grown women as well that are allowing men to sort of make them gassed into doing things that they wouldn't normally do. So I wouldn't say it's down to the apps. I think there are scary people everywhere. Everybody just knows what is right from wrong at the end of the day. So if you're allowing someone to get into your head to do certain things, like, that's also down to the women as well. So yeah, are we too relaxed about sharing our personal details too early? I feel like I've also touched on this as well. I think, you know, having your personal information and just sharing it, him sharing it, you sharing it, is a lot. So I think, yeah, there needs to be some sort of, you know, you need to get to know someone. It's hard for me to answer these because I'm not someone who dates on these apps, because I feel like everybody there is scary. I'm from a generation where we just meet people in real life. Like, they take us to the cinema. It doesn't matter what it is anyway. Like, it's soft loving. So they take you to the cinema, they take you to the park, you go for a little walk, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's not in my nature to see somebody on the phone and just be talking to the stranger like that. I just think it's very bizarre. I have had a few, you know, encounters where you meet them on social media, if you want to count that as one, but you still FaceTime them, you still meet them, you still drag out the meeting for a little while. You don't just, okay, we meet for the first day, you're not hungry, you want to go there and meet them, you're hungry, you want to go and say, okay, I want to come on holiday with you, it's too fast. Why are you coming fast? Everybody should just calm down. You know, I just think those are just, it's a bit much. I think slowly get to know someone. And I also feel like people who are stable, yeah, this is what's, people who are stable mentally, they're not going to go off and just share all their information with strangers. I just don't think it's right. So yeah, anyway, let's move on. Do you think women feel pressure to be polite even when something feels off? Women, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, look me in my eye. Let me tell you something. Listen, it's in our nature to be very flowery, very girly, you understand, be polite as a lovely babe. When somebody is making you feel scared, the first thing you need to do is look around you for the nearest what? Exit. Look for the nearest exit. It's not about being polite. If you are scared for your life and you feel like somebody is, you understand, making you feel uncomfortable, you walk there, you can feel it. And you know what, women, we know when that man makes us feel some type of way. Forget politeness, forget feeling. Even if you're like, he's right in front of you and you have to run as he's standing looking at you, run. Forget all being polite. Forget it's all right. Okay, fine. No, if you don't feel safe, find the nearest exit and fucking run away. All right? Politeness has nothing to do with it now. This is just about being, you know, safe and making sure that you're secure, making sure that whatever man that you're around is making you feel safe. If you're not safe, you need to run away. So I would say girls do definitely feel pressure. I feel like I've been in situations where that I didn't even really know until I was older. But like even being in a relationship with someone, sometimes you feel that pressure to like say yes or to just say, to say yes and just be like going along with it. But as I've gotten older, I'm really like, that's not okay. Like if you don't feel safe and you don't feel like you want to say yes, it's okay for you to run and be running as fast as you can. Be legging it as fast as you can. It's fine. Like the, if the end result is to be safe, then I'd rather you do that than just sort of sitting in a situation and being scared for your life and still being like, yeah, I'm trying to be polite. No, fuck politeness, man. Go run if you need to run and leg it if you need to leg it. Lovely. Anyway, guys, that was the end of my hot topics. I'm ready for my dilemmas.
My boyfriend suggested we take a break from the relationship to figure ourselves out. I feel like breaks are just a way of slowly breaking up or for him to go and do nonsense elsewhere.
Sorry, repeat that.
So my boyfriend has just suggested that we take a break from the relationship to figure ourselves out. She hasn't explained what they've been going through or what figuring themselves out mean. But she adds, I feel like breaks are a slow way of breaking up or for him to go and do nonsense elsewhere.
When we're on a break, you're not fucking going anywhere. That's first and foremost. There's no such thing as break. When we're together forever. If you want to be with me, we're together forever. You're not fucking going anywhere. So I don't believe in breaks. It's either you want to go forever or you want to stay forever. There's no in between. Which break? So that in the break you can go and do. I agree. So you can go and do something somewhere else. No, I don't agree. I don't agree with that. There's no such thing as break. If you want to go, be going. And if you want to stay, you stay forever. That's how I feel about it. So I do agree with her. I don't think I've even been ever in a break. I've never had a break before. I've never said to someone, you take some time, I'll take some time, you go and relax over there, you know, Chris. No, we are together forever. So we're going to die together. We're going to be together forever. Or if you want to leave, you leave. Carry your bags and go. Like, nobody's begging you. But there's no in between. I agree. If someone is asking you for a break, that means that they need time to like figure it out. You need time to figure me out. You need time to think like me. You need time to sit down and think about how you feel about me. You're mad. So let me help you. If you want to go, yeah, see ya. Or if you want to stay, stay forever. Like if we're going to fight, let's fight. And after we finish fighting, we love ourselves. We hug ourselves. And then... Sorry. And then... That wasn't part of the question. Anyway, go on. Yeah, they get my point. They get my point.
My man is always outside with his boys at link-ups, motives, late nights. He says he's just networking and building relationships. But I feel like he's moving single. What should I do?
The first thing I thought of was G-A-Y. That was the first thing I thought of. Does that mean? I just feel like if you have a girlfriend, if you have a wifey, she shouldn't be complaining that you're missing in any way, shape or form. It's either that if you're busy and you're working, because nobody wants someone who ain't active and who ain't working, then you'll be FaceTiming every day. I have a guy that no matter, I had a guy that no matter where I was, no matter what we were doing, he was always on FaceTime. He was working, but he was always on FaceTime. So that made me always feel like he was there. Do you understand? So if he's not there like that and the woman's complaining and you'd rather be with your man them, it's giving G-A-Y. in my opinion. You want to hang out with your guys all the time. That means, yeah. I feel like it doesn't really depend. I just don't think a woman should feel you are distant, because there's other ways that you can show her that you're present, which is always being on the phone if you are actively working. I don't know. Am I saying crazy shit? I don't think so. I don't know. Do you get what I mean? Or no?
I get you.
I just feel like you should be... I just don't feel like I should feel like you're not there. I feel like if you're so into being with your boys all the time, you got to go to your boys, you got to go out with your boys, you're giving gay. And that's just that. And that's just that. Because I've seen girls that are in the club and on the phone to their man. It gets like that. So it's either that or he ain't really feeling you. Yeah, then we could look at that way. He's not feeling you. Maybe you're the only one in the relationship, because guys do that too. Rather than telling the girl that he ain't feeling it, he will just drag it out and make it out that he still wants to be with you, but he doesn't. So it's only one or two. If a man is lingering around his man's or his friends, he's always at his friends, G-A-Y. Or number two, he ain't really feeling you like that. It's only one or the other. So you go and have a look, you know, and see what's connecting. Yeah?
I'd like to think it's probably number two. He's probably not feeling her.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to do that because you're a guy. You're going to think of the nicest route.
Yeah.
But sometimes people just like, men just like being around man because they like man. Have you ever thought about that?
It could be that. But then that means his whole friendship group is gay.
Not necessarily.
Because why is he?
You know, there's someone in your friendship group that's gay, you don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be that. Yeah.
They just won't say it.
Yeah.
Because all of you are like, man them. But there's someone in your friendship group that's G-A-Y, but then you won't know. Yeah. And it's always the toughest. Sorry. Okay.
My girl earns good money, mm-hmm. but expects me to pay for everything.
Okay.
And says it's because that's what men do. I don't mind providing, as I believe in that too, mm-hmm. but it feels very one-sided at the moment.
Why did you not give me these types of questions, for Christ's sake? When you're in a relationship here and you're the woman in the relationship and you're the one that maybe you earn the most, is it that she earns the most or she just has a lot of money?
She earns good money. It doesn't say.
I don't think that matters. I don't care. I don't care. That's really what I wanted to say. Yeah, I said it with my chest. I don't care. Just because I'm earning does not mean I don't want to be spoiled. It doesn't mean I don't want to be spoiled. It doesn't mean I don't want to feel like my man is taking the wheel. Like, I actually don't like that whole narrative. I really don't. I want my man to spoil me regardless, not because... So wait, he would be okay with it if I was broke. I'd be like, oh yeah, well, she's broke, so let me just do that. No. So because I use my brain to function and get money like a bad bitch, yeah, that means now I shouldn't feel spoiled by my man because I'm earning. That's dumb. I don't agree. I feel like, in fact, the girls that are making money for themselves, we deserve the most. I don't know why they... Do you know what? This is actually hurting me because it low-key reminds me of past tense of how man them used to treat me. I don't like it. Because they feel like you earned. They feel like, oh, no, she got it. No, I don't. So I think, yeah, I feel like even if a woman is making, I think she should always... Her man should always come through regardless. And I don't think she should get the bare minimum because she's earning the most. I'm like, so what? So if I was in poverty and I wasn't making money, that's only when I'm allowed certain things or you're going to overlook certain things. That's not fair. So yeah, the that you just said.
I went because I agree. As a man, if I can afford to look after my babes and take her out and do all that stuff, I don't care how much she's earning.
How much she's making, what's that got to do with anything?
Because it's her money.
Like, I feel like we should be getting the best, the better treatment. because we are the ones that are earning. We're earning, like, we're not sitting down, we're not being bums, like, we're actually high achievers. So why is it that because we can afford it, it's like, sort yourself out, you did create. No, I don't want a man like that. I want a man that's like, you got that money, yeah, that's your money, babes, I got you, yeah? Keep that money in your pocket, yeah? I got you, sweetie. Everything else, leave it to me. That's what I like, yeah? And doesn't mean that we're not going to do, as someone who is earning, it's not like we're not going to do anything, you understand? My man spoiled me, I'm going to spoil my man. That's just how it goes. But I don't want to feel like because I'm earning, that means that I shouldn't get anything. I shouldn't get anything. Like, no, I don't agree. You must spoil me and I'll spoil you and we'll spoil each other. Period. That's how I think anyway.
I found out my partner still follows and occasionally likes pictures of people they used to deal with.
Mm.
They say it's nothing, but it doesn't sit right with me. And that's all they've
added. Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Why are you liking pictures of people you used to see? That's what I want to ask. I feel like there's a way, yeah, that guys behave, yeah, to try and cover their tracks. When a man is liking your story, I know, listen, I know all the games. I know all the games. They'll like your stories because there's no evidence of it on the main post. You think I don't see it? I see it. I think when you're liking somebody's, someone you used to see's pictures and posts, it's because you still like them and you still want them. But you can't come straight to the point, so you rather go through the corners, you rather go through the sides and everything. So if you're a woman and your man is liking girls' pictures on social media, don't look at it like light work, because it's not. They are trying to get with that person. They want to see, yeah, if she's going to respond and see whether she's going to be like, hi, you're right, what's going on, babes? They're just checking. They're checking to see how the heat that's there. So yeah, I'd keep my eyes on that. I feel like, yeah, I always see it. For example, when a guy is liking my stuff, like, and he's liking my stories, and so I'm like, I know you want me to jump into your DMs. You'll never get it. I know you do. Or they use it, you like theirs, and then they, I know the tricks, man. Like, no. So yeah, it's not just them, like, seeing, you know, like, or just liking the picture. There's no guy that just likes a girl's picture. I don't think so. I think you're liking it with the intent of trying to chat to that girl, to just see, you know, if you can jump in the DM and chat to the babe, or, you know. Yeah, that's my thoughts. That's my thoughts on it. What do you think? What do you guys think? Do you think...
It's definitely dangerous territory. I wouldn't, if I've finished with somebody.
Why are you liking their pictures?
Girl, yeah, I wouldn't be liking
them. It's because you like them. You want to, and also it depends as well. There's some, oh my God, there's some guys, yeah, that I even know. Sometimes if I'm liking a girl's picture and I see, like, I've seen married men liking girls, like, bikini pictures, liking girls. Like, what are you liking there? And I'm like, this guy is married. What are you even liking? So yeah, I don't know. I do know. It's a red flag. Yeah, he's trying to jump into all them girls. If not already jumping there already, he's already there. So if I was you, I'd keep my eyes on that. I'd open up his phone and I'll have a look at those DMs. Thank you for joining us today. I had a wonderful time, an amazing time. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Leave me a message. Tell me I'm amazing. Tell me I'm the best. And also, I would love to know who you would like as a guest on this show. Like, we've had some amazing guests so far, but who do you think will be an amazing person for me to do a video with? Because I've been trying to think of all my fave people, but I also want to give you lot what you want to see as well. So please put down below who you think is amazing, who you think I should reach out to get them on Gracefully Said. And I'll see you in next week's video. Love you.